United States Marine Corps is on the air.
This is Tiny Ruffner, announcer for the United States Marine Corps, bringing you another in a series of thrilling adventures based on experiences taken from the annals of this branch of Uncle Sam's fighting forces.
Attention!
Huh?
On your feet, Marine. Stand up.
But, sir...
Stand up. Did you see who just came into the room?
Why, sure, Sergeant, but he isn't an officer. He's just that fellow that was transferred here from the West Coast. Only a private.
Makes no difference whether he's a private or a general. When he enters the room, all ranks stand. That man was at Samar.
Yes, it's a Marine Corps tradition that the men who are at Samar rate special homage. A special honor not included in the official list of awards for valor because the men of the Samar expedition displayed a brand of courage and endurance that stands out even in the Marine Corps. Why? What is Samar? Samar is a small island in the Philippines, just off the southeastern tip of the island of Luzon in the Philippines. The expedition in which Marines were involved on Samar was against the wild Moro tribesmen who roamed the island, defying the local authorities and pillaging, burning, and murdering wherever they weren't resisted. They had, by treachery, massacred one company of army troops at Balangiga. The Marine force was commanded by Major L.W.T. Waller and Captains D.D. Porter and Hiram Bartz. Our story opens in the town of Balangiga as Captain Porter received new instructions from Major Waller, who had his headquarters up the coast at the town of Basic.
Corporal Glenn.
Yes, Captain Porter.
My compliments to Captain Bartz. Ask him to step in here for a moment.
Aye, aye, sir. The captain is right outside.
All right.
Captain Bartz.
Yes, Glenn?
Captain Porter's compliments, sir, and...
You want to see me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Corporal.
Well, Porter, I suppose you've got orders for us to pack up and go home, eh?
You have the most wonderful dreams, Hiram.
Lord knows why we don't go home. Here you and I have been taking patrols out against the Moros and shooting them up whenever we could find them, but...
I know.
I tell you, the only thing to do is to leave all villages guarded and call it a day. We'll never find all those devils in one place. They're scattered in little bunches all over the island. I wish they'd all get together and try something big so we could really go after them, but they won't. They swarm around like a few mosquitoes here and there.
Now, don't bust your stays, fella.
Huh?
The Moros have holed up in one place.
Yeah, I know, but... What?
Yeah?
Where?
On the top of a cliff up north on the Sahotan River.
Who says so?
Major Waller. And we're all going up there to get him.
Well, what are we sitting here for? What are we waiting for?
Wait a minute, Hiram. The Major's orders are that we...
You can give me the Major's orders if we march. Glenn! Corporal
now
Glenn!
Listen, Hiram...
You call me, sir?
Yes, Corporal. I want you to tell...
Hiram, I tell you, you and I are marching out separately.
Oh.
That's all now, Glenn.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hiram, it beats me how you can get so excited in camp and then get so calm when you're under fire.
You gotta keep calm under fire so you don't get your men all shot up. Well, you do. Come on now. What are the orders? Let's get going here. Let's do something.
Look at this map here.
Yeah?
Now, Major Waller has discovered that the Moros have a regular fort, a very tough stronghold at this point on top of the Sahotan Cliff. Now, you and I'll take two detachments of Marines through the jungle. I'll go up through here near the river.
Mm-hmm.
You take your outfit up through here, right here to the east.
Well, the Moros are in the jungle between here and there.
Well, we don't know. We've got to make sure.
I see.
Now, the Major is still up at the town of Basie, and he'll start for the cliffs by boat.
Now, where do we meet?
Right here, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right below the cliffs.
Well, now, look, suppose the Moros discover we're coming and come out after us.
They won't chance a battle in the open. They'll stay on those cliffs protected. But we don't want them to get wise, so our best chance is surprise, of course.
Oh, all right, all right. What are you holding me here for? Afraid I'll get my outfit up the assembly point before you?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you want a better month's pay?
Yes, Oh, darned if I will. I'd just like you to win.
Certainly I'll win. Well, see you at the cliffs.
Glenn, break out that trumpeter.
Oh, so, Captain Bartz, you decided to make speed even without the bet, did you?
Couldn't hold my men back, Walter. Where you been?
All right. Where are the Moros?
Right up ahead. Across the river on those other cliffs, just as Major Waller said.
So we advance, climb down the cliffs on this side, ford the river, climb the cliffs on the other side, and attack, huh?
That's about it. It's tough, too.
So even Captain Hiram Bartz admits it's tough, huh?
Never said it wasn't. But the Moros haven't discovered us yet. I've got men posted up ahead watching their camp through glasses.
Now, we've got to be sure they don't find us. The cliffs on the other side are just about level with the cliffs on this side.
And we'll have to creep up this side and rout them with a couple of volleys, or they'll pick us off man by man as we ford the river.
Right.
You see Major Waller yet?
Well, a couple of my men on my right rear flank have spotted his boats coming up the river.
I hope he gets here before the Morrow sees us.
Yeah, so do I.
Captain Boz, Captain Boz.
Here's Glenn.
What is it, Corporal?
Those Morrow devils got a million big rocks perched on the edge of those cliffs to topple over on anybody who tries to climb up, sir.
Oh. Looks as if we ought to keep our men on the cliffs on this side and keep the Morrows back from the edge of their side with rifle fire while the Major's detachment makes the actual attack.
Yeah, that would be the best way, but...
Captain Porter.
Yes, Glenn.
Major Waller's detachment's having trouble below, sir. Rapids. I don't think he'd be able to get any of his boats up further upstream.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's your answer, Captain. It's up to us.
Right, Hiram. Sergeant, pass the word. Both platoons follow Captain Barr single file. I'll take the rear with Sergeant Hubley, Hiram.
Yep.
That'll make me the left flank attack.
Okay, fella, and good luck.
Same to you. Fire on my whistle, Deacon.
Aye, aye, sir.
Good luck to you.
All right, men. Keep undercover and keep quiet. Forward.
Aye, aye, sir.
Keep ahead. All right, get him up through there. Come on.
Don't stick your knife.
All right, quiet. Quiet back there. Quiet. Glenn.
Yes, Captain Barr.
Now, you watch it. What's that cord strung across the trail there?
I see it, sir.
Yeah, it looks like a vine, but it might be a trap. Yeah, throw that stick of bamboo at it.
Aye, aye, sir.
See?
Man alive, those murdering devils.
Well, those native spring traps will take a man's head right off. I'll go ahead, Glenn.
But, Captain, I...
Fall back 3 paces, Corporal.
Aye, aye, sir. Captain Boz.
Yeah?
Wait.
What?
Captain.
Glenn, I told you to... Look out!
It's a fuse! I've got it, sir.
Great Scott. Look at that, a bamboo gun pointed straight at our heads.
Only a short fuse left, too, sir.
Yeah. Good work, Corporal.
Good work, Glenn. Good work.
Right, quiet back there. Quiet.
Here's Private Barclay, the outpost, Captain.
All right, men. Halt. Any action in that Morrow camp yet, Barclay?
No, sir. They're all going about their business, Captain.
No idea we're here, eh?
Don't look like it, sir.
All right, Glenn. Go back and be sure every man is ready. Full chamber. We'll fire at Captain Porter's whistle signal.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, where are those rocks, Barclay?
Right on the edge of the cliff, sir. You can see them with your glasses.
Those bloodthirsty rats.
Now, you notice that their climbing ladders are still down against the face of the cliff, sir?
Yeah, the devil pull them up the second we fire. Well, we'll have to climb.
Aye, sir.
What's holding up that signal?
Sir?
Nothing, Barclay, nothing at all. Now, who's that?
Corporal Glenn, sir.
All the men are ready, Captain Barr.
All right. Is holding up, Captain. All right, men. Let them have it. Up and at them.
Come on, boys. Let them have it.
Heavy shot of bullseye.
Give me that rifle, Buckley.
The Captain, you wipe your glasses. I'll get a couple of shots at those devils anyway.
Captain, the Morrows are falling back. They left their ladders.
They have?
Yes, sir. We must have got 30 of them already.
31 now, Buckley.
That's a whistle, sir.
All right, men. Up and at them and follow me.
Come on.
Down the eastern cliffs of the Sahotan, the Marines scrambled and across the river to the foot of the cliffs on the other side. But even though the surprise attack had prevented the Morrows from raising their ladders, the Marines had a tough job. As they climbed, they were unable to use their rifles, and some of the Morrows started running back to the edge of the cliffs to fire on the Marine attackers.
No! Who is that boy?
They got Barclay, Captain.
Dirty devils. They never...
Look out, Captain!
They're starting their rocks down, are they?
Man, that was close.
Watch those rocks, men. Keep climbing, but watch those rocks.
Major Waller and his men have made it, Captain. They're covering us with steady fire.
Good work, good work.
Hey!
Up those ladders, Marines. Up you go.
Hey!
And so, with Major Waller's Marines covering the attackers, they scaled the Sahotan cliffs and completely destroyed the Morrow's camp. Then, their supplies exhausted and the men themselves in bad shape from the rigors of the march, the Marine forces headed back to their bases. Here, Major Waller called his officers together.
Well, gentlemen, now that we've destroyed the Morrow camp on those cliffs, we can get busy with our real job here at Samar. And it's a tough one.
Well, can't be as tough as going up that cliff after those Morrow devils, can it, Major?
Yes, Captain Bowers, it is. In spite of the fact that our next job will have no fighting in it.
No fighting? What are you talking about?
No, gentlemen. We're going to make an exploring trip straight across the southern end of Samar to establish a route for a telegraph line. I shall take charge of the mission myself. I want Captains Porter, Bars, Lieutenants Williams and Halford. We'll need 50 men, and I want them handpicked. The best men we have on the post. Now, here is the general plan on the march.
Although Major Waller's officers were inclined to doubt the great difficulties that lay ahead, they were soon to learn that if the endurance and courage of the Marines were tested in the attack on the cliffs, it was merely a sample of what was to come in the famed march across Samar. Almost unbelievable hardships dogged the party on the entire mission, and left a trail of death and suffering that sent even the survivors to the hospital. Swollen streams, dense jungles, rough cutting ridges, rains and exhausted supplies proved more formidable enemies than the most vicious Moros. One Marine historian describes the suffering of the Marine detachment as they courageously and determinedly carried out their assigned mission, too pitiful to recount. Certainly we haven't enough time today to give you even a slight idea of the unfortunate and trying experiences these men went through before they had the Samar situation well in hand. But there is no longer need to go into great detail about Samar. Major Waller's expedition has its firm place in the history of American bravery, and the Marines themselves keep the memory of that bravery alive with their...
Attention! Stand up! That man was at Samar.
We are proud to claim the title of United.